My name is Suneet Mittal. I'm the Director of Electrophysiology for the Valley Health System in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Talking today with Dr. Suneet Mittal about a very interesting global cardiac clinical trial that Valley just took part in.
Thousands of patients across the world are implanted with pacemakers and defibrillators. One of the most dreaded complications after surgery is infection. This is particularly problematic in these patients because it requires removal of all the implanted hardware, which causes obviously great amount of discomfort to patients. It's costly, and unfortunately, many patients die because of these infections. And so we have been, as a community, looking for ways to reduce the likelihood of infection.
This is all about an antibacterial envelope.
Absolutely. So the concept of the studies was to see that if at the time of surgery, the pacemaker or defibrillator could be placed in an envelope that elutes two antibiotics over the first 7 to 10 days, and then the envelope itself gets absorbed by the body about 9 weeks later. Mm. And we wanted to determine whether this could reduce the likelihood of infection. This study was, as you mentioned, a global study. It enrolled almost 7,000 patients across 25 countries, 181 centers, and followed patients for a minimum of a year after surgery to see the impact of the envelope.
And it worked, I imagine.
Yes, what we found actually was that there was a 40% reduction in the incidence of infection in those individuals who received the envelope versus who received usual standard of care alone. And it gives us an opportunity to try to drive that infection rate as close to zero as possible.
There was a photo on Valley's website, and it looked very small. Could you give us an idea of how large the antibacterial envelope would be?
A pacemaker and defibrillator, they are slightly different in size. So mm-hmm. There were two sizes of envelope that were available here. So a defibrillator is about the size of a Zippo lighter, and so the envelope basically accommodates that. A pacemaker is a little bit smaller than that. And you're absolutely right. At the time of surgery, when the pacemaker or defibrillator were being placed back underneath the skin, what we call the pocket, the unit was first put into this envelope or mesh, and that was what was then placed underneath the skin in the pocket. So a patient would have no way of knowing that this envelope was even there, but it's kind of protective because it's eluting antibiotics over that early few days of surgery to ensure that nothing in the pocket gets infected.
What is the envelope made of?
Well, the envelope is made of a mesh-like compound, mm-hmm. and it's a multifilament knitted mesh that's fully bioabsorbed by the body about 9 weeks after surgery.
And how does that dissolve? Is there anything at all left behind?
No. In fact, colleagues who've had the opportunity to go in for reoperations in patients months down the road report that there's no evidence of the envelope whatsoever.
Wow. And what kind of medications are inside it?
Well, the antibiotics that it has are two antibiotics that have been available for years. So one is called minocycline and one is called rifampin. And the system has been created to release these antibiotics over a period of 7 days once the envelope goes in, and that impact is what results in this reduction in infections later on.
Are there any side effects with the envelope?
No, we studied this and we wanted to make sure, of course, that patients weren't demonstrating allergic reactions to either the antibiotics or the composition of the mesh. And this was an important safety endpoint of the study. And in the initial manuscript that was presented, we could demonstrate no safety concern of any kind in those individuals who received the envelope. In fact, their rate of side effects / complications was identical to those patients who did not receive the envelope.
Dr. Mittal, what happens now that the clinical trial is over with? How soon will we actually see the envelope in use?
Well, Pat, the envelope is FDA approved. It's been commercially available for use. People have used it with varying amounts of use in the absence of clinical data. But what we now have is a defined population in which the envelope appears to be effective. And formal cost-effectiveness analyses are currently underway to confirm that this is a cost-effective strategy when applied broadly across a large population of patients.
Sounds so exciting.
Well, I think it is because devices have been implanted for almost 60 years. And during this time, infections have been a concern from the very beginning. And to date, we've not been able to find many strategies that can have been shown in the context of clinical trials to actually reduce the likelihood of postoperative infection. And so I think what's really exciting about this is that we were able to conduct a nearly 7,000 patient study to demonstrate conclusively that we do now have an option that can actually reduce the likelihood of these infections.
You've done a great job of explaining all of this. Anything that I didn't ask you about or you would like to underline for our listeners?
Well, I think the important thing to recognize is that this was an extensive study of a large number of patients, but importantly, it was a global study. Yeah. And so the findings here are applicable to the vast majority of patients who are being implanted across the world.
You did such a great job. Thank you so much for taking the time to explain this to us.
My pleasure.